Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tuna sandwiches for breakfast. You understand?
If you eat a tuna, do you get that tuna?
What, tuna?
Tuna. Tuna. Like a brain tumor.
You just shit it out.
Surely, I wonder if anyone's ever even tried to eat it before.
Dude, let's eat.
Should I Google it?
A tuna.
Yeah, surely it'd be like
you
similar.
You just shit it out.
It'd be similar to brain, wouldn't it? Like eating a brain. Similar texture. Anyway, are we live, Matt?
Yeah, but not many. Yeah.
No Mumbai this week?
Mumbai's out.
No, they're out of electricity.
Shit. Is that your fault?
Fucking
so racist. You just swore. Oh, you just fucking swore. Dude.
Fucking that corona.
Fuck it. No, no,
dude.
Fuck it, man. No, he fucking...
3 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
that's all I want.
No, it's fucking... Did I fuck up. You said fucking, man.
I said...
Yeah.
You said fucking. That's what we're fucking blowing up about, cunt.
Okay, so the corona beverage is fine.
Yeah. No. Everything.
Fuck, man.
Ruined.
There's so many rules in the world.
So true.
Connor.
Nathan.
Start afresh.
Connor.
Hey, everyone.
Connor.
Welcome.
Also, guys, this week, this podcast, you might have noticed there's a fair bit of light in the basement today. It's because it's still daytime, and that's because we're trying to film this early. It's because it's Esther's 7th birthday today, and I got to get home because we're going to some big family dinner. So we're trying to, it might be a faster podcast than what you're used to. All right. Sorry about that. Matt's got to go on fucking holidays tomorrow.
He's going to Tasmania
for like fucking 5 days. So that's why we have to film it today, and we have to sort of get it done in an hour rather than like the usual 2 hour time that we give it.
And excuse our pash rash. We had a lot of makeup on.
Yeah. Michael looks.
Do I look like
fucked.
A fucking clown?
Yeah. You look like you've had a rough night.
Matt Brown was in one of our website videos today.
Oh,
was
it?
Yep.
Yeah, so
we have website videos. So we filmed a video, How to Be Sexy. Matt Brown was the judge because he's the king of sexy. All right. So that will be out on the website. I don't know. When you listen to this, maybe a week from now or 2 weeks from now.
Maybe it's already even out.
Trying to back up content. So it's hard to say when shit's coming out now. You know what I mean? But let's do these fucking sponsors. Yeah. As well, we're talking about the website. Look, our subscription website, the University of Markle, is what funds... the podcast.
Funds our lives.
So if you want to support us or this podcast, there's a link in the description. Sign up as a 21-day free trial. You can have a look at all the content, see if you like it before you have to start paying, and just see what you think. All right?
Yeah.
If not, that's cool too. Or just like and subscribe and comment. Okay? It's very easy. Very easy if you want to show a little bit of support. If you don't want to show support, that's
it
fine.
It is cool. The comments that we have been getting, there was one comment. I screenshot it and sent it to you last night.
Very nice.
That made me feel like really good about who I am.
Yeah, the podcast.
Like, fuck, am I doing the right thing?
Sometimes we
have
wonder.
Warm emotion, Matt.
But yeah, we're loving we read all the comments, so just keep it flowing, right? Keep it flowing.
Sorry.
The fucking, we're getting some nice views as well. It's just, we just love our little podcast community. It's so, I just want to get everyone here and just big hug.
Put them into a ball.
Yeah, big
I'd
human
fuck it.
Ball.
I'd fuck all of them put together.
Human ball, and then we just fuck in the gaps and spray our cum, and then the middle
gets. Seal it up, so the ball can't get untangled.
Middle gets all gooey, and that's just, everyone's just all.
That's their warm center.
And then in 9 months' time, the ball of human cracks open and a creature emerges.
The fully actual creature.
And that creature is the only thing capable of destroying Choir and Queston.
Fuck, so yeah, we're fully against Queston now too, because he's with that bitch. So fuck him too.
Yeah, he's with Choir.
Choir's the enemy.
Pretty excited to read the diary entry, but yeah, it's...
Dude, Choir has a fucking Instagram account. You should see its face.
Choir Brown, yeah.
It's only so she can try and talk to me.
Oh, dude, it is hideous. It's like a black hole.
And anyway. The other sponsor of this podcast is, of course, Manscaped.com. If you need any male grooming products, head to Manscaped.com and use our discount code, FULLYACTUAL20, for 20% off. These products are very good, okay? Be careful, though, with the ball shavers. You can still nick your balls, but they're by far the safest, best tools we've used. Am I right?
I haven't nicked. Matt has, but that's because he's too rough.
He's too fast. He's rushing it. He wanted to quickly get his balls smooth so they could be sucked on.
Mm.
So manscaped.com, 20% off your fucking fully actual 20 discount code. Go and have a look, okay? They got some cool shit, especially coming up to Christmas.
Yeah, remember the perfume. If you're about to, if you're in the club, you're going to get some head. Take this with you. Spray it.
All good.
You come.
You're fucking done, cunt.
It's fun.
Now, also, there's not much shit talk because we only filmed the last podcast like 4 days ago on Friday. Now it's Tuesday and we're filming during the day. So not much has happened. What happened over the weekend? Fuck all.
We went to our first friends. I think it was the first engagement party I've been to.
Oh, yeah. We had an engagement party. We didn't drink though. We just fucking...
Yeah, fuck me. How different is it at parties when you are sober and everyone else is lit?
Well, especially at the end of the night. It's like such different energy levels. You know?
You were just laying on the ground the whole time.
Yeah, thank fuck for weed because it makes it a bit funner. I enjoyed it. But it's not the same being like down here when everyone else is lit. You can't get into the mood when you're fucking baked or sober.
Still very fun though.
It was a good time.
But so we don't have much to report to you guys other than we're just fucking smashing content, trying to get shit done. Same old fucking shit that we've been saying all the fucking time.
It was a strange day today as we did the How to Be Sexy. Matthew was a fucking great judge. Oh my god. Like Julian is borderline. If I had a case of beer in me, I reckon I'd probably fucking go there.
I'd fuck him
from behind if he had a dress on.
I can see that. If you didn't see his face.
Because his bum is lovely. Mm. Let's be honest. He'd have to shave it. I haven't seen when he opens the cracks up. He's got great ass.
Well, maybe next time.
He looked fucking hot. Like white trash cum slut hot.
You should try and next time you guys are playing Fortnite together, you should try and get him to dress like that again.
Yeah, he's fucking in love with
that. Yeah, don't forget to add Julian for Fortnite.
Yeah, any Fortnite. Oh yeah, by the way, any Fortnite lovers.
With him.
Yeah. It's good times.
He's very good. But he's freakishly good.
A fucking hot done up chick too. Like, god damn it. He just needs to shave.
Like anyway. On average, in the what is it out of 100? I think he was showing us he comes on average second or third.
His kill death ratio is very, very
good. I've never seen anything like it. He just sits there,
And his building skills?
Yeah, incredible. It's just fucking crazy. Like, I've honestly never seen anything like it. We keep telling him to start a gaming channel, but he's just like, oh, no, I don't want people to fucking think I'm a nerd and stuff. But I've never seen someone, as soon as he finishes with us filming, he'll head home.
Dude.
He and start playing Fortnite until the wee hours of the morning. And he's training hard.
Yeah, he's been so late. He's just been fucking staying up too late.
So, guys, add him if you want to play because he does want to get out there and play with everyone.
Yeah, just message him. He'll fucking... Yeah. He messages back everyone. He fucking loves playing with strangers or fans and stuff like that. So, hit him up.
So, this episode we have... it's going to be a slightly condensed. We have the prank call, of course. We got some P.O. Box letters. We got some farts. And we got some questions. And is that it?
Yeah. Yep. There is some explanations, but we may have to miss them again.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. We'll see with the explanations.
We'll have questions and do a few explanations.
Mm. Maybe we could do that.
Add it in the question time.
Let's get it rolling, though.
And if, by the way, guys, we love feedback on these segments, all right? So if you fucking hate something or you love something, let us know because we're not going to know unless you tell us, okay? The fart segment. Went for a bit long last episode. We'll try and shorten it a bit this one. So many farts get sitting,
Yeah.
Diary entry number 142 from Michael Corey Brookhouse. I realized today that we are, aren't we? I've never seen someone aren't before. They all are. So why are we and not aren't we? I like to think it's because we are. So next time you aren't, just remember that you actually are. So there isn't. No, aren't. I find it so motivating. Anyway, I'm off to get some Alan's sour frog lollies and some Krispy Kremes.
Holy fuck. That's good. That's new. That's new age.
We are. And to be fair.
We always are.
And when someone's like, oh, I'm not, I aren't.
We are.
You can say it, but at the end of the day, it's not true. Diary entry number 112 from Marty. Today, I accidentally broke the family toothbrush. After my father, brother, and mother had used it, it slipped out of my hand and I stood on it and cracked it in half. We all have to chew on steel wool now to clean our teeth. It hurts when I shit. It was a pretty good day.
It hurts when I shit. That's good. That's very good. Thank you.
Yeah, I remember that steel wool chewing.
Steel wool, it cleans your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't cut your gums.
Yeah, of course, but your teeth are clean.
Blood helps.
Diary entry number 69 from Julian James Tennyson Woods from Ashgrove or some shit. 4060 till I die. Today I beat the fuck out of some year twos. I was on my way to the train station, walked past the primary school. I nodded at some little cunt standing near the school fence, and the little cunt said my bum bag looked funny. So I grabbed his little fucking hand and snapped a few of his fingers like toothpicks. His mates fully bitched out and started screaming. Screaming and that. So I swung my arm at him as hard as I could, and my open palm connected with his fucking little squealing mouth. Shut the little cunt right up. Ha ha ha. Don't fuck with me, year twos. I'm fucking 18 years older. I love Fortnite. Stab, stab, stab it. Oh yeah, I fucked it like three cheeks. Stab, stab, yeah, 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 yeah. Stab.
Fuck, you can reach them tones. Sorry. Break glass.
This is how it's written.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Written in a, as an A minor. Exclamation mark. So I had to reach that note.
Oh, A minor. It's my favorite chord.
Thank you. All right, Matthew Brown.
No, E minor. Sorry.
There we go, baby. Diary. Hey,
just
be a bit kind.
Sorry. It says what it says. Diary entry number 1017 from Matthew Gregory Brown. The sun had just risen, and I was boiling some pubic hair for breakfast. I smiled as I stirred the hair, watching the boiling water turn a light brown colour. As I stirred, my ears pricked up. I could hear a commotion, roughly 3.5 kilometres east from my house. In fact, it sounded like my father. I tuned in my hearing even more, and I could hear him talking to what sounded like a policeman. If you don't leave this premises right now, you'll be forcibly removed, Mr. Brown. I'd like to see you try, you blue dogs. I had heard enough. It definitely sounded like my father was in trouble. I plunged my thumbs deep into my asshole, and my body started swelling with ejaculate. I let out a powerful scream as my eyes bulged out of my skull. I was ready to fight. I spat and kicked my front door off its hinges and startled the neighbor's cats. I turned and began bounding backwards, reaching speeds of over 80 kilometers per hour, and let out one long continuous scream as I went. I arrived at my father's house where three police officers had my father on the ground, attempting to cuff him. Without hesitation, I leapt high into the air from the sidewalk and drove my knees into the base of the skull of one of the officers. I crushed his neck and he was dead instantly. The other two officers both jumped back. I screeched and tore off my left nipple. I threw my nipple with great force at one of the officers as he drew his gun, and the nipple sliced through an artery in his neck. Blood gushed out and I cocked my head back and laughed. The final policeman was stunned and in shock. He grabbed his radio to call for backup, but my father was too quick for him. My father pushed the officer down, grabbed a hold of his entire bottom jaw with one hand, and pressed down on the officer's skull with his other hand. My father then violently ripped down, completely removing the policeman's bottom jaw. My father and I spent the next 10 minutes breaking every bone in their bodies, then tying their broken limbs together in a cool, twisted shape. Then I sat down and painted a beautiful portrait of the mangled dead officers and sold it on eBay for $700.
Dad, we make a pretty good team, you know. Would you ever consider helping me defeat Quiet and Quentin?
Son, I would be honored. We passionately kissed and he sucked my balls.
All right, let's get out of here. Killing three policemen is going to get some attention.
I picked up my father and we bounded backwards home. It's time we both started training for the battle of our lives.
He sucked my balls. That's the best part. It's like it goes from a kiss to just a cheeky sucking of the balls. That's so extreme.
That's not how I interact with my father.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking hell, it's getting crazy. Yeah, well, at least now you got some help.
Yeah, fuck.
Quire and Queston.
2v2 now, it's fair.
Dad's always been there.
Oh, fuck. Very good.
Oh, my God, Brown. Yeah. Oh, my God, Brown.
Oh, man. That fucking gave me a little headache.
All right, it's time for the questions, everyone.
Oh, before we start the questions...
sucked my balls.
I can't believe you sat down and took the time to paint their mangled bodies.
corpses.
In honour.
You know how to paint?
In honour.
You gotta show us, can't.
Amy Jones.
Yeah.
Commented that because she lives in Victoria, she has to wait an extra hour for the podcast, which reminded me that it is daylight savings in every other state but our state.
Oh, so now it's an hour later for everyone.
So anyone who's not in Queensland, actually, it could be, well, anywhere it does daylight savings.
Should we post to 4 then at 4 p.m.?
Oh, no, that's all right. Everyone just wait.
There you go, guys. Yeah, so if you're wondering why our uploads are an hour later, it's because daylight's... Daylight savings.
Yeah. But if you want to think it over, we could do it at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, look, if we get enough, a flow of communication saying that you guys want earlier, I'm sure we can do that.
Flow. It's a name.
That's the first thing you've said.
That makes sense.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you can see it, but on the green screen, I before we started, I was really eating as fast as I could, and I got a bottle of sriracha, and I didn't realize that the top was open, and I shook it, and sauce went all over the green screen, so now there's smudges all over it. We didn't have time to replace it. We're under time stress, Matt Brown.
It actually looks all right. We might be able to just leave it up there.
Sorry, dude.
It looks maybe better. Maybe
it adds character. It's like a scar on a.
Do you think maybe better?
A face.
Maybe.
It makes it sort of individual.
Next question.
All right, let's get into it. Top question went to Holzer Holtz. Question for the podcast. I don't know how this got top, but it did. Can we get Marty to be a German Father Christmas for an episode, please?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Well, just so I dress as Santa.
You
as
Santa and you just to stay in a German fucking character would be the best.
And finally, it might be a bit hard because we don't do podcasts over Christmas, but we might be able to do just randomly.
Yeah, I could dress up as Santa and have him speak with a German accent the whole time.
It'd be so cute.
What about the diner entries? Yeah, fuck it. Okay.
All right, we'll fucking buy a Santa outfit for next week.
And I'll just speak with, yeah, a thick German accent. Like this.
More old man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard, eh? I can't imagine you doing an old man.
Are you? Yeah, it's harder. Go on deeper voice. See? Doesn't sound right.
Nein.
German, I am German, I am German. That sounds better.
Close second was our fucking buddy Donut Films.
Oh.
He said, what's one thing you guys would want me to send to the P.O. box that hasn't already been sent? I dislike his gifts, so...
So, whatever you reckon, we'll open it and we'll have it around us. Okay?
Yeah. We still got your Wii.
Oh, fuck.
Your brown Wii.
Yeah, I wonder
dehydrated what's... freak.
Looks like the fucking week-long bender piss.
Yeah, dude. Oh! Oh, to top it off, I didn't see this before, but there is pubic hair in there. There is pubic hair inside the wee cup. I'm sick of holding piss.
Yeah, just leave it in its cage.
No, it's got to be free.
All right, there's a cup of piss on the table, Donut Films. Your piss.
Stays there.
So, anyway, next question.
Next question is from Jesse Creaser. Creaser? It's a two-part question.
Good.
But very easy.
Fine.
It's for Michael.
Good.
Michael, when Marty pulls down his pants to fart, are you looking directly at the hole? And what does it smell like?
When I was... Some weeks I am. I think the other week I was a lot because we'd had laxatives and I was scared he was going to shit. But normally, yeah, I don't know. It is quite mesmerizing.
It would be.
He stretches it so far apart, but... He tightens it by clenching it. It's strange. Strange to look at.
It's taken a long time to get to this level.
But the smell is... there's no smell ever. Very rarely. You did do a sour milk one at the jeweler the other day.
Yeah. Look, I reckon maybe 10% of my farts have a sick smell. But most of them...
No, it's just clear air. Clean air. It's like nothing. Like, you'd think it would smell. Especially for the long, long farts that he does right.
And especially because there's no fabric there, like underwear or pants, to trap the bigger particles of shit.
Yeah, it's just straight
out. It's straight into a plume of fart into his fucking head and still scentless. Isn't that an incredible, Matthew?
It's fucking weird.
Isn't that just insanity?
I reckon I would probably start to get sick of them. I would start to get sick of them if they smell. It'd be too much all the time.
Yeah, for some reason when he does them, they seem to not smell that much.
Yeah, it's nice. Exactly.
I wish they would. It's like, if I had a choice.
I'd like it now and then, but every time.
No, I would love it. I'd love it because then I get something out of it. Yeah. At the moment, it's just you guys. I don't even get to see it. I don't even get to enjoy the sound because I'm concentrating. You're and if straining. I lose, if I do focus on the sound, I start laughing and it ruins it for everyone.
Before we continue, I also had last week, I forgot to mention, it was it got lost in the, because we had to cut our questions short a bit. Mel Wallace, which is Jono Wallace's partner.
Wife?
I think they had their wedding anniversary on the 12th. So they just wanted a...
Fucking congrats.
She just wanted a shout out to him. Happy anniversary.
Congrats. Shout out to Jono. This guy, he's been a fucking, such a big supporter. He's even got like our logo tattooed on his arm and shit.
He's got our faces, a whole bunch of like little things from vids, and he's got Julian.
Yeah, so like he's a fucking super, super supporter. So shout out to Jono and congrats, you bloody legends. You stay together, don't get divorced, eh? One in two couples now, eh?
I think they've been together for 12 years.
Well, there you go.
So that's pretty much
fucking forever.
You've passed
the hardest part.
Yeah.
I keep thinking this is Bosley, but it's a fucking
it's a kangaroo.
There you go. A bit of Australia in Australia.
Next question is from Babic. Can you guys explain what clang means?
Clang, similar to ringworm, is a substitute sound. But not only that, clang is something that when you hear it and when you say it, you feel better. It feels right. It's a collection of sounds. Clang.
Clang, yeah.
That isn't... It's very unusual, so it's very satisfying to hear and say.
If you get bored of clang, you've got clang waiting for you right there. Like... I'll be like clang, 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 and you sing that for a while. It gets boring, but you go clang, 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 and it just fucking makes it so exciting again.
Let's do a clang, clang, clang. We haven't done that for ages.
Oh, that's too. That's past. I liked it.
Clang, clang, clang.
I've got a new one lately. It's okay. It's the clang clang. It's the clang clang. It's the clang 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 clang. It's the clang 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 clang. It's the clang 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 clang.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's addictive. It's fucking hard. It's a long one. It's a long one.
That was my alarm clock.
Yeah, it's really fun. Anyway,
Sabrina had a quick question. She also wanted to know what's happening with the Triple M account, which is your cutting.
Big news, actually. This is something that we forgot about. So. We can't give too much away. But, yeah. You know how we're like always talking about
weed.
We want to have our own line of weed one day. Well,
we've
taken a very big step in the right direction last week. And we've met with some people who can help make that happen. So, this quadruple M shit, that is just like a side thing where we're going to sell, you know, bongs, pipes, just weed stuff.
And but quickly, while someone asked, what the fuck is the vape that we use? We sell that at our weed shop.
Mm. That's a PAX. They're the PAX vapes.
It's the PAX vape.
They're the best in the world, but they're very expensive.
What's the internet address for it?
Hey?
What's the website address?
www.cutn.com.au. So it's just think cunt, but it's just the T and the N are swapped over. And so we've made a big step in the right direction. We'll keep you guys posted. It's a risky step, but it's a step that we've taken, and hopefully, in like a few years' time, we'll have a fucking.
Oh, dude! Imagine we will be legal drug dealers.
You know how Nelk has Happy Dad? We'll have our own line of weed.
Oh,
and it's just gonna be that's the fucking dream, the business dream moving forwards. So. That fucking website, we're adding shit to it, we're adding products to it, but because it's Australia and Australia is so sensitive, the payment provider or something?
Yeah.
No one wants anything to do with us, basically, because we're selling weed and stuff. So we have to send them like all these licenses and shit, blah, blah, blah. It's a long, very long process. So we sort of just stopped talking about it until, because we've learned our lesson. We're always like, oh, we're excited. This is happening. And then something goes wrong and it doesn't happen. So now we're just going to wait till everything is fucking done, ready to go. And then you'll be the first to hear about it. Fuck.
Yeah, it's exciting, guys.
Oh, yeah. But believe me, mate. It's very exciting. Is that? Yeah.
Sorry. Next question is from Tommy Dempsey. Have you guys ever considered doing a documentary on your lives?
A doco on our lives? Hmm. Look, I want to... Yeah, I'm still very keen to write the book about us.
There's enough footage.
Yeah, but like, yeah.
A doco will come when we die. Or when or we're
when
older.
When we're
it'll
retired.
Be later.
Like, we're yeah, still young. We're not later. Old
yeah.
yet.
Yeah, I feel like we're fucking...
We are so young
we got, still. Got like 20 years of
we
stories
so young,
to create that need to be in the doco. Well, Matt, you're pushing it a bit. What are you, 38?
Fuck off.
We are still young. Okay?
We realize at the engagement party on the weekend that we are... We're old. Fucking old.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are, man.
Early 30s is young.
Dude, remember how quick it was from 21 to now?
Yeah, it's gone. It's blurred.
That again, and we're in our 40s, cunt!
But think what we have from those...
That's a long years. Time. I got 10 years of fucking being young.
I honestly feel like the 20s went so fast. It's because 50% of the time we were just fucking hammered and just forgot everything.
Much. Yeah, it's all just a blur. But time does go quicker and quicker.
And so does Alzheimer's. It progresses so fast. Such an aggressive disease.
Early onset. A lot of people get now because due to diet, I reckon, Matt. That's my sneak suspicion. A lot of people eating shit fucks their brains up.
And drinking and drugs.
Yeah, that too. I don't think the fucking...
The MDMA. With the MDMA, will come back to bite us. You mark my words.
It already has. I can't fucking think anymore.
Our personalities have changed.
Yeah, I'm like...
I honestly feel like, yeah.
I'm different. It's like we got that fucked up that some demonic spirit came into our empty shell when we were crippled, mangled, munted. And then...
Laid eggs.
We fucking... Yeah, that spirit just took over us. And that's why we're doing this.
That's why he is that latter.
Next question is from Just Jin. Marty, you snuck into Michael's house. Have you ever thought about sneaking into Julian's house?
Can't.
He lives in an apartment block. So it'd be like I'd have to scale the outside of his building. Everyone else would be... Other people would be able to see me. He lives in a very busy area.
It was his birthday on the weekend. Just go give him love if you haven't ringwormed him yet. Also, I'm just going to fucking brag how fucking nice we are as friends.
Yeah, we got him a nice watch. But he does love Fortnite. He was asking for...
he wanted the expansion pack.
Some perks or something? Yeah, that's right. The expansion pack on Fortnite.
He wanted some new skins.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but Julian's obsessed.
Next question is from Tim Fraser. Marty and Michael, if you could invite 3 celebrities to yours for dinner and drinks, who would it be?
Living?
Yeah. Oh, living or dead.
Living or dead.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Stephen Hawking's?
I'd go Will Ferrell, Stephen Hawking's, and Charles Manson, just to fucking spice things up a bit,
dude.
And
I'd
give
love
him a
to
knife,
pick his brain,
and just give him a knife as well.
Fucking
like give him big weapons, and then just sit Will Ferrell and Stephen Hawking's down, and like Will Ferrell in that situation would be fucking hilarious.
He would stir shit up. Like Stephen would be Stephen. I'd go fucking George Knapp. Pick the fuck out of his brain. Stephen Hawking's to just grab and shit. And then I'd go probably Ryan Dunn. I'd have a beer with Ryan Dunn.
And then go for a drive with him.
Yeah.
What would you serve? If for Stephen Hawking's, I would just serve a huge plate of mashed potatoes.
Give him keyboards.
And I'd sit right next to him and force feed him the mashed potatoes. God, that would be good.
Oh, man. I'd
mash all over his fucking face and down his shirt and shit. And just keep piling it in with those big fucking big wooden spoons, just mushing it into his throat. Yeah. And he can't even type out what he's trying to say or whatever he does.
Because there's potatoes everywhere.
I think I'd have Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd have Donald Trump for a bit of fun.
Yep.
And... Oh, fuck me. And Travis from Blink-182. I just think he's cool.
We followed him the other day.
Who?
Travis. It's not the same if you say we followed them, eh?
No. It's far worse.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's better when they follow you.
What is going on here today, eh?
Next question is from Orion. Marty, why do you always spit on Michael?
Oh, He's got a weird spit technique. It like, you don't even like, I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how I do it either. I think I get this, let me describe it as I do it. Okay, so I get the spit and I put it at the tip of my tongue.
And you sort of...
And then I press my lips together and then push the spit out with my tongue, I think.
Yeah, I can do that, but not as far as you. I got it out. I get, oh, yeah, I guess on the tongue, but I...
Yeah, you spray. Sprays. It's like a fucking... Michael's is like a shotgun.
Yeah, yeah, but you get the main chunk with all the golly shit.
Yeah, I get it.
And that's what...
I can do that too. And again, yeah, I just open my mouth.
And yeah, to tip of the tongue. But I don't do it like how you... I don't. You have a little syrup, like Sanctuary Pool, and then you just keep it at the top. Yeah, and well, then
you're the only
out.
Person I know that can have a huge rubber golly in every spit.
Next question is from Callum's left ear. Are you boys ever going to stream on Twitch again?
Oh yeah. We forget about that, eh?
Like, we want to. It's literally just, we need time. Like,
yeah, we don't want to say yes and then, you know, not do it.
Because, and like, it sucks because we literally got it to the point last time where we were just about to be monetized and then we stopped.
Yeah, we could have started making a bit of coin and like, but yeah, I don't know. It was just fucking...
Next year, I reckon...
Oh, yeah, we can do it next year because we'll have a fucking... We're hiring... This is what's happening, guys. We're hiring someone to help us with all the admin, all the organizational shit. And we're also hiring another editor. So we will have more time to do shit. So I'm putting it out there. Next year, we're going to be Twitch streaming.
Dude, it's going to be so fun. Like... And we'll get it set up because last time we were at the computer and it was fucking, you cramped up like this trying to game.
Hot.
It's shit.
It's hot.
We want like a couch. We want the whole room to be the Twitch room.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be so nice, a couch.
And all those crystals that we saw today everywhere.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no. Dude.
So good.
Oh, and the girl in the crystal shop could serve you drinks.
Crystals.
I didn't see her.
She was beautiful.
Crystals.
But... That's the plan next year. And the cool thing about our Twitch will be it's not just gaming. We're going to have Mr. Brown, a few other friends.
We could do
Julian.
Prank calls.
We'll get the
Twitch
boys.
Stream.
We'll get fucking Jackson and Lockie up. And we'll do some weird... Imagine gaming. And if you lose, you have to, I don't know, do something fucked up
or
to the other
gaming,
guy.
Gaming, G-A-Y, apostrophe, M-I-N-G.
Fortnite,
so imagine, gaming. Like, imagine if Julian lost in FIFA, like a best of three matches, and the loser has to like suck the other one's balls. Or
gaming.
Like gaming.
See what I mean? We've started a new niche there. No one's done that before. No one will ever beat Julian at Fortnite. He's the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, we'd have to do a different game other than Fortnite if Julian's playing.
That's for sure.
Next question is from Son Goku. How does one spell B more B? As there's a lot of variations.
See, there was a time where you chucked B double E in there because B's are, they're the fucking saviors of the world.
Well, B's are the best at being B, not B double E, B E. So that's why we say the B's, not because it's the same sounding as the word B, but because B's are very B.
Yeah, because half of their name is the word.
Well, exactly. Like 66%.
But
actually,
I reckon if you're going to get it tattooed or you put it on a shirt, it is B-E more B-E.
Yeah, on Twitter. We've joined Twitter now. And it's, you'll see one of our tweets. It's hashtag B more B. B-E-M-O-R-E-B-E. All right. So if you want to comment that on our videos and stuff like that and such and so forth, etc. B more B.
Next, all right, we'll have two questions left and then we'll move on to...
Oh, move on to something else, is it, Brown?
This one is from James, Captain Kirk, Patrick.
He hasn't said anything. He's left a blank.
Sorry. Had a moment. What do you guys like to watch more, Borat or Ali G? Stay safe, guys.
Borat, man. Both are very good. Have you watched the Ali G movie?
Okay, I have a confession to make. Everyone, and this is the same with South Bank. Everyone goes...
South Bank.
The same with South Park. Everyone goes on about South Park.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm used to going to South Bank. Yeah. I'm thinking about the pool.
That's a suburb in Brisbane.
South Park, everyone raves about. I was never a fan.
Did you ever sit down and watch it, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The new episodes are good because they're trending and it's about what's happening and they fucking hack into all the fucking dickheads out there. But Ali G, I just never connected with it. I just thought it was shit. Like,
really?
It's funny, like, the whole gangster playing the narrative of
yeah, it's
extreme,
just taking the piss out of him.
But, like, Borat is so much funnier.
It's the same kind of, like, humor. It's very, very witty. Ali G, the movie. I didn't watch, like, you know, the interview show on any of that. I just watched the movie. And the movie... he's fucking hilarious.
It's,
Ali G in
it's
the
very
house.
Equal, both of them for me. And it's not very good.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Borat the Dictator? Because Ali G's a movie. Borat's a fucking social experiment and movie. Like, Borat trumps Ali G just because it's the public that's... it's innocent people.
But
that
he does that in Ali G as well.
No, he doesn't.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Nah, Ali G in the house is fucking... it's
oh, maybe not the movie.
Yeah, the interview, he does it on the street. The interview show yeah. where he would get... and he's got some fucking funny interviews. We had David... didn't he get David Beckham and Posh?
He's got... he's had a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm thinking movies, okay. But yeah, his character, the gangster character is good, but I fucking prefer Borat.
What's the one Marty showed me recently where he's the his brother's a spy?
Oh, what's it called? Fucking...
Bigby?
The great Gibbs...
it's Bigby.
No, Gimsby.
Gimsby. Brother Grimsby or something.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah,
that
he's
was
got like the Liam Gallagher haircut. And yeah, also, what about Bruno?
Yeah, Bruno's all right. Good. Bruno yeah. wasn't as good as Borat
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, Borat's the original. It's fucking amazing. But yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of Ali G. Like, it's good. It's just not fucking
What about
amazing.
The Trial of the Chicago 7? Bet you guys haven't seen that. Well,
who's in that?
Fucking...
Sasha.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it funny? Nominated for an Oscar.
Is it funny?
I think it's a bit more serious.
Okay.
Did you like The Dictator?
Yeah, there were parts in The Dictator that I found fucking hilarious.
It's like how extreme
sexist
like,
he is in
he's
sometimes?
Just so yeah so borderline so offensive
I and love he
just,
bangs Kim Kardashian and he instantly goes you now have herpes.
Oh, yeah. Look at this, look at what I've done to the scissors now.
You've reversed it.
You try and figure that out, mate. Go on.
All right, well that was quite the question. The final question of the day is from Funston 5000. Out of Marty and Michael, who has done the more shit?
Like, in our lifetime.
I'll leave that with you.
There was a time when Michael would, you'd do... how many
five a morning.
Just a squirt, a quick squirt, an hour later, another squirt. He'd have a fucking coffee squirt again. So...
it used to be just liquid, everything. So, I don't know, it evens out. Shit question.
It's probably about the same. It's probably about the same. Matt? How much do you shit a day?
A day?
Yeah.
Well, not every day. Yeah, if like when I was gymming ages ago, eating lots of meat and that, you'd shit every morning. Every morning.
Yeah, I shit every morning.
But then now when I fast, I don't... it's like every second day. Mm. It's weird.
It's fun doing poos, man. Like,
it is nice, eh?
It's literally... it's better than
it's
tissing.
Like getting fingered a bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It just feels like...
fingers.
That relief. It feels so good.
Yeah.
Well, so do wheeze when you really need a piss.
If you really need to piss, a good wheeze, like, oh, it's just relaxing, isn't it? But a shit, a good, thick, hard shit.
Or explosive, like...
yeah, the explosive ones sometimes freak me out because it's like, fuck, what's going on? What's going on in me? What's going on in me?
I get a hemorrhoid, so I'm scared that's going to happen
again.
Man,
it's got a fucking hemorrhoid, cunt. I bet you that's Queston.
Can I see it? You have it.
No.
He doesn't have it anymore.
But I did get one, and then now it's like on edge all the time.
I miss your hemorrhoids too. Michael always, whenever we went on holidays and would bend a heaps, Michael would always get these big, beautiful hemorrhoids, and they'd grow and grow, and he'd panic more and more, and it was just so nice.
Yeah.
Luigi.
I miss them too.
Luigi.
They really hurt when you sit down and cough and stuff. Like, they're not pleasant.
What does it feel like? Like a pinch or something?
Yeah, like
they itch and they bleed.
You cough and it would like, I don't know, your asshole hurts because it would clench on the hemorrhoid. You like hurt it. It's like imagine having a boil but on your bum, in your asshole. You know boils?
Yeah,
no, they're a bit different
than
boils. They're just a big lump.
Dude, I've...
I'm sort of shocked that I haven't had one because of how hard I push.
Or hemorrhoids. No, I think hemorrhoids comes from diet and like I only get it when I'm fucking on drugs and alcohol for
it's just when you stress, like when you shit.
Maybe they're like the asshole cold sores.
No,
call it that
because then that'd be like asshole herpes.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe that's what it is.
I think that's actually the medical term for it before hemorrhoids. So.
But yeah, when I was young, no one really told me, oh, don't stress too hard because this could happen. You know, if you had the little inkling of shits, I'll try and push it out.
So if you push too hard, that's how you get hemorrhoids.
Yeah, and weight doing
I
weights.
Fucking, I swear to God.
Yeah, see, how have I never had that? I push so hard sometimes.
Yeah, I honestly think it's more to do with fucking diet.
It's diet and how hard you put and stressing.
It's probably a lot of things. How about we put it to bed and we'll say you can get hemorrhoids many ways.
We'll table it.
And we'll put it up to the top and we'll slide it back into the drawers.
All right, we need to move to farts. We're running out of time.
Oh, yeah. All right, the next segment is the fart. Fart art. Fart. Where you guys send in your farts, okay? You record your farts. You film yourself. You scream your name at the end if you want. And you send them to Matt Brown at the Marty and Michael Fully Actual Instagram account, which has just passed over 2,000 followers. Very good, everyone. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. We'll get through. Don't stress, okay? If you've done a really ripper fart and we haven't played it this week, don't stress. We'll get around to it, okay? We just don't have that much time this week. Anyway, so here we go. First fart. You could hear him start laughing. See what I mean? You can't even enjoy the farts. If you listen, you start laughing. You go, brr, 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 brr. It's not a good way to finish. Good fart, though. Great length. Yeah. So wish it was a bit more high-pitched. That's all.
Yeah, I like that one.
Next fart.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, boy named Dan. Yeah. Oh.
Imagine being on the toilet next to that chap and hearing that.
Oh, chap. Yeah, I liked that. It was wet.
Mm. Fuck me, I've seen that guy's face before. He sent farts in last week. Some dudes just have, like, that's great.
How do you do that?
Yeah, and I
didn't think that was
just
real.
Just when you're about to think it's fake, then you hear that sizzle at the end, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's real.
It confirms the authenticity.
Wow, well done,
the
mate.
Authenticity sizzle.
Thought I farted, but I shit.
Oh, that guy's just shit his pants.
Very good.
That's the best. Nice.
That's the holy grail of
farting. That's what you want.
See, variations, different tones. That was good.
It was on the toilet.
He needs to be in a quiet room. I reckon he'd get better sound out of that.
Yeah, and also, like, where's the name screaming from people?
Yeah, where's the weird yell at the end? Is that an ass?
Yeah, baby. Man, damn, so, baby, that's an
sounds
asshole.
Like the asshole's that big. Like, that's a lot of sound from one bump.
It sounds like it's angry at something.
Yeah. It's like a fart yell. Yeah, I love the fucking chuckle at themselves at the end.
And so they should. That's great work. Give a pat on the back. Pat on the back there. That's great news. It's great news.
Oh, yeah, really there's good. Talent there. He's
you could
working
tell,
on
you,
it.
I heard the strain in his voice at the very end. Like that. The very end, you can hear it. I'll show you. Hear it?
Yep.
Whoa, that was fast. My turn.
Please. Please, Jesus.
I guess yours is broken.
Fuck!
Is that how that is?
Yeah, no. Just live it up and then twist the things.
It loosens.
Twist the balls.
Fuck. I'm so disappointed in myself lately. Yeah, not bad.
Mm. I like the second part.
That's a bit better.
Oh. If I...
That is one of the best I've ever heard.
Yeah, that was my favorite of like ever. I love him.
How did he maintain?
Not only that, the different levels. It sounds like he's in a bath.
So high.
So I think the sound at the beginning is like water as well. You know what I mean?
People need to step their fucking game.
That's the best. That's one of the best I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I got to hear that again.
That's so beautiful.
Fuck me. Very good.
Finish on that one. Yeah, see? Different tone. Starts off deep, gets high. And that, you think it should have been 5 seconds less. A normal, like a good fart would be 5 seconds less than that. That's fucking amazing. That kept going.
That was unbelievable, Matthew Brown.
That's fucking fixed my day.
That one's funny because it's a video of his sleeping partner and then he puts his ass right near her face and farts. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh my fucking God.
I love how a lot of these are just boyfriends farting on their fucking girlfriends. Very good. Fucking hell, that was like smooth and then he went off road and went on a bit bumpy. Very good.
Alright.
Just caught it. A couple more.
Oh.
And that was the last one.
Dude, that air raid siren fart
very,
was just...
Like, yeah. That's the best one.
Well and done. I don't know who that was, but... If you manage to do something like that, just say your first name even just after. Just be like, you're like...
As if you wouldn't claim
it. Yeah.
He needs to continue sending us.
You got to sign him. You got to sign him off. Otherwise, we don't know who's who. Hmm. You know what I mean? Very good. Thank you, everyone. What a beautiful, beautiful segment.
Yeah. It's definitely... It's evolving and it's becoming, as you said, beautiful.
110%, man. We can make a compilation of all these one day. Okay, all right, guys. We're going to do the fuck PO Box. Also, prank call. Don't worry. The prank call's already done. It's right at the end, right? So we got some fucking letters here. We got the PO Box segment. Where we open shit that you guys have sent to us, okay? So if you want to send us some shit, we open everything live on the podcast. We don't look at it beforehand. There it is. There's the PO Box. 256 Tagum 4018 Queensland Street.
And don't be afraid to get creative with what you send.
Yeah, like you can send us literally anything. We're not picky boys. Do you know what I mean, man? God, this is probably the worst podcast we've done all season.
Oh, yeah, we got cool shit. We got a gift card.
Oh, yes.
We got a gift card.
Yes. Oh, look what I have. A letter. I thought this was going to be from
the code guy.
Yeah, code guy. Dear Marty and Michael, can you tell Shami that I, Max, think Shami's ex-girlfriend Paige is fucking hot? Excuse me.
Excuse me, one sec. It's what I think of that letter, cunt.
Oh, a little crack at the end.
What's fucking going on, man?
It's all right. We'll just have.
Oh, see how that one smells a bit. Anyway, yes. To think Shami's ex-girlfriend Paige is fucking hot. I touch her bum and play it like drums. Paige Shami's ex-girlfriend makes my dick look like this. She basically gives me an erection. So he's drawing a really long, thin erection. Looks a lot like a worm. And thank you for that. I'll pass that on. We'll pass that on to Shami. Let him know.
Thanks, mate. We'll fucking pass that on.
Yeah, I'll tell Shami about that, yeah.
Let's call him.
Oh. We should fucking call him, shouldn't we? Should get him on the phone. Oh, man. All right, we got another letter here. I can't read it or show you what it is. It's just a really naughty word that would get us cancelled if we read it out loud. But thank you, because it's all good.
Now, from something that... Fuck, this is worthwhile. Look, we get a gift. This is a gift. It's a $30 gift voucher
Fuck yeah, dude. Someone's just sent us $30.
That's fucking amazing.
God, you guys are
and
legends.
And we got some letters here, okay?
So, we can spend this. Look at all the cool places we can spend this at. JB, Adidas.
All right. Fuck. Stuff. Wait, we might have an assignment here, so let's not thank them yet. Fuck, it's like a fucking big fucking scroll. Holy okay, here we go. I feel like a scholar. Okay. Dear Marty and Michael, I just want to let you know that your videos and podcasts are fucking the best. In the letter you have received, there is the letter you're reading right now. Gift card. The gift card is for you guys. And a second envelope with my address. Please do not read out my address since I don't want people to know where I live. And please don't take off the stamp on the second envelope. In the second letter, there is a photo of you guys. That's us, Marty and Michael. I have a mate who loves your videos and podcasts, and he has been a bit down lately since we have been in lockdown in New South Wales, and his birthday is on December. Would guys be able to give autographs on the photo if you blah, blah, blah? The reason why I am giving you a gift card as thank you for giving me your autograph to give to my friend. Blah, 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 blah. So then we've got the clang, clang, clangs here, and then we've... Oh, so many ringworms. After when, put it in there, private account, message me, I'm done. Right. Man, that is a fucking assignment.
There you go, and we'll make sure to shoot those off. Next time we go to the PO box, we'll just chuck them in the fucking mailbox, cunt. That's why we got to keep this and the address on it. That is the PO boxing. Remember, we're all out of PO box shit right now. We're going to go back to our PO box, see if there's anything new. But if you want to send us anything, send it into that PO box and we'll open it. And now we got prank call. Oh yeah, I got to get going. It's 9:35. I have to go. It's Esther's birthday today. She wants to open her presents.
ASAP.
I got to go. Prank call time. Me call Bunnings. Try get job as Darren. For those who don't know what Bunnings is a tool shop.
It's like a Home Depot in America.
Where you can buy gardening, home, lots of tradies go there.
Tools. It's like a shop I never go to.
Yeah, but Darren's been laid off recently and he's desperate for work, right? He's fucking got a kid coming and that.
He's just got a third kid with a third girl.
Speaking.
Yeah, g'day. My name's Darren. I'm just calling. You's like hiring on that? Like, do you have any jobs available at the moment, or?
I'm not entirely. I do know we've just gone through a round of hiring, but I do know if we were still hiring, it would be on our website where it shows what jobs are available. So if you were to head on to our Bunnings website, and there's like a little tab along the top part that says
Job. Look, I don't actually have access to like computer and that at the moment, but if you've got one there at Bunnings, I can come in and like apply on yours computer and that if you've have internet there, because my laptop broke like 6 months ago, and like because I got laid off like a month ago, right? I haven't been able to fix it and that, so like, you know, you saying I need to apply online, it's sort of like catch 22, right? Because I need a job to get a lappy to apply online, right? But that's where yous come in, like, do you know what I mean? Like, and like, I can just, if you just want to take some notes and that, like, I can just tell you, just real quick, couple of minutes, just tell you what I'm good at and that, and then we can just go from there. Because, like, resumes and that, like, who reads resumes and that these days? Like, it's fuck 2021, you know, but I've got, I used to, like, mow lawns for my uncle back when I was, like, 15, 16, right? So, like, and I did that for about 2 years, right? So, like, I know heaps about the lawnmowers and that. So if he's got like an aisle with like gardening and that, I'll be, you can just throw me in there and I'll fucking just sort that all out for you. Be one of them like floating guys who like goes around and just gives people tips and that about lawnmowers and that. And the other thing I'm heaps good at, I built a dog house for my dog like maybe 2 months ago. Like, and I just YouTubed that. Like, I just went to Bunnings, YouTubed it, and, like, I put that together. It took me about 2 weeks, but she's sound as. So, like, with, like, little building things and that, like, I can help out. And also, like, gardening that. I guess you could, like, make say, like, oh, yeah, he's, like, gardening expert and that. My name's Darren, by the way.
Yeah, Yeah, no, nice to meet you, Darren. Sorry, yeah. You've only bounced through. The only thing is, you've only bounced through down to one of us at the service desk. So, what I'll have to do, I'll just have to pop you through to one of our ladies.
Yeah, put me on the big boss, eh? Yeah, yeah, go on.
But there may be a way, since you don't have a laptop, for you to, like, apply, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, nah, right. Yeah, look, like, because applying, I'm sure, wouldn't take that long, right? What, like 5 minutes and that?
Yeah, it wouldn't take that long. I do know on our website, though, it does require you to have, like, a resume and, like, a cover letter, I'm pretty sure.
Right, well, I can write that down on a bit of paper, right, and I can take a photo of that. So that can be my resume. Like, I can draw one up on a bit of paper. I'm sure he's got a bit of paper there and a pen too, right? So if I just duck in maybe first thing tomorrow, or like maybe tomorrow arvo, right? And I'll just write it all out on a bit of paper there, take a photo of it, and then I can upload that as my resume on the online bit there. And then I'm sweet to start like Friday. Like I'm ready to go Friday. And I sort of, yeah, look, I'll do it for about 30 an hour. And I'll also obviously need holidays and that, because, like, you know, I've got a kid coming on the way and that. So, but yeah, if you can write all that down and just tell the big boss that I'm coming in tomorrow morning to apply for a job, and then I'm sweet to start on Friday if he's good to go.
What I'll do, I'll transfer you through to her now that she's in. She'll be able to give you, like, that finer details rather than you coming in and then seeing her then.
That's sick. Do that. Yeah, that's sick.
Okay, won't be a
second. No worries, I'll see you at work on Friday, probably.
All right. See you later.
Bye. See you later, mate. Dude,
that's sick.
Off to the manager.
That's sick, isn't
it? I'm off to the manager, am I?
Fucking copied you.
Good afternoon, my name's Virginia, this is Casey.
Casey, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, g'day, Casey. My name's Darren. I was just on the phone with, I forget who it was, but she's basically said, look, because I'm called, right, just asking for a job and that. And she's basically said, like, you need to do it online, blah, blah, blah. But I've come back and said, look, I don't have a working laptop right now. So I don't actually have internet. So I said, if I come in first thing tomorrow, right, and I just quickly come in 5 minutes, I use one of your computers and I can apply there, and then I'm sweet to go. I could start Friday, this Friday, if he's wanted to. I can do the, and that chick said, yeah, all good. She was saying, like, yeah, shoo in. So I can start on Friday and that. So, like, because I know heaps about gardening and stuff. So, like, I can start on this Friday, but I just need to do that applying online thing, like that applying a job or something you guys said or some shit.
Yeah, so there's a bit more of a process behind that. So it's not like you apply and you're here in the next couple of days. It's a much lengthier process than that. Unfortunately, you wouldn't be able to use one of our computers because they are locked with our business information on them. So we can't have anyone that doesn't work for the business.
Do you know what info I need to log into the computer and that?
Log into whose computer?
Your computer. Like, you know that info, right?
Yeah, but we can't.
So if you tell me that, then, like, I can log in, and then, like, I'll just be, like, 5-10 minutes. I'll just upload my resume and that, and then I'm out of there.
Yeah, it's a bit more lengthy than that as well, because there's a bit of online induction that you have to do using it. So there's a bit more of a length. I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate your eagerness to get it done. But yeah
sort of struggling with cash.
Hey, good, yeah.
So, look. I sort of need some work, like, and I was sort of hoping to start by, like, Friday and that. Like, I go to you guys a lot. Like, I go to your Bunnings a lot. I know where shit is. I even know some of the staff there and that. So, like, I know he's not normally got to do, like, oh, you got to bloody do it online and that. But, like, come on. Like, between you and I, right, it's bloody tough times and that. I got a fucking miso popping out a kid in a couple of months. I've been laid off about 2 months ago. And, you know, I've just been slinging a bit of weed on the side, but I need a new job. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's getting a bit urgent. I'm running out of cash, and I've got a kid on the way.
Yeah.
So if we can just, like, bypass all that shit, like, let's just get. I want to work for you, right? You need worker. I'm right here saying I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? I'll be there on Monday morning with fucking bushy tailed, fucking bright eyed, right? I'll fucking do that job better than fucking anyone I've ever fucking seen before, cunt.
Yeah, okay. All right. I appreciate your eagerness. Unfortunately, we won't be able to help with that, okay?
What do you mean? Well, of course you can help. Like, he's got computers, right? I'll come in tomorrow. Just give me the logins. I'll apply. And then done. She's submitted, right? And then Friday morning, 6 a.m. or whatever you start, I'll be there. $30 an hour, yeah. Plus holidays.
I also don't appreciate your language you're using with me as well. So
what language? What are you talking about?
If you can find a computer to do it.
What language? English? You don't like English?
All right. Okay.
What do you mean, darling? What language are you talking about? I'm speaking fucking English to you, mate. What, you never had a bloody swear word before, mate? All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, my God, dude. That was cringe, man. That was hard. When you called her cunt, you could tell. She sort of let it go as a joke, but then she came back and she brought it up again. No, that was fucking brilliant.
I hated it.
Very good. No, I fucking... There's something about Darren that just makes me want to feel him up.
He's an honest...
He says it. He's a straight shooter. He says it how it is.
He doesn't understand the...
The
bureaucratic process of things, you know? Yeah. He doesn't understand.
He's not very formal. He's a bit rough around the edges.
He's a rapist.
Yeah, he would have, I reckon.
He's a thief.
No. Okay, I reckon halfway through she's passed out and he's kept going. And she doesn't know.
That's something Darren would do. On meth.
Yeah.
Ma?
I want to go home.
He was the whole time has his fingers in his ears, cringing. I was cringing.
Wasn't working. I had to push him harder. Yeah, so
I got, because when they're so nice like that, I got to step it up a bit. Otherwise, there's no reaction, and it just ends up them being no, sorry. So you got to fucking push their buttons a bit, cunt. Do you know what I mean, cunt? We're fucking best, cunt. We're the fucking best, cunt. We're the fucking best, cunt.
We're the best.
We're the best, cunt. We're fucking best, cunt. We're the fucking best, cunt. Don't forget to fucking like, comment, and subscribe. All right. We get like fucking 10,000 views on these podcasts in a week. How many likes are we getting? Like 500, 600?
Really?
That means there's like, that's pretty good ratio, but that means there's
1 in 20.
There's a lot of you that could be pushing that thumbs up and subscribe and commenting. Do you know what I mean?
As well. Like, it's the end of the podcast. You don't even have to fucking do anything. It's over. Just press it now.
The time it takes you to get out of the app and shit, you may as well just press like and then get out of everything. You know what I mean? Anyway.
We are the fucking best.
We're the best.
Bye.
We're very good, and we'll see you tomorrow.
That was a quick podcast.
It's only 8:30.
I'm so confused.
Who?
Really?
Nah.
Oh.